Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Irish Times reports today that an all-girls school in Dublin is getting ready for a radical departure later this year. What's so radical? It's introducing the option of trousers for girls. As things stand, like many schools around Ireland, female students at Maryfield College in Drumcondra are required to wear a skirt as part of their uniform. But after a wide consultation among teachers and students, trousers are to be an option from this September. Well, in a moment we're going to get reaction from the Irish Second Level Students Union. But first we're going to speak to Margaret McLaughlin, who's assistant principal at Maryfield. And you're very welcome, Margaret, to the programme this
Thank
evening.
So
skirts have been compulsory in your own school since the school was founded in 1945, and I think you're certainly not alone. It's still widespread practice all around Ireland. Why did you decide to change now?
Well, it was a consultation process, and I think in the last 10 years, everybody in society has become more aware of the needs for loads of reasons for girls to be allowed to wear trousers. Warmth, ease of movement, modesty, if you want to call it that, like the discomfort in sitting awkwardly. But primarily, I suppose, the LGBTQ plus students. And so I have a YSI class in Maryfield, and we're running a campaign now that the girls have realised that it's such a good thing for everybody, for their own identity, to have the option to come in as themselves and not to put somebody in the LGBT community in a skirt. They just thought it would be good to run a campaign that all schools would offer this to all students of girls' schools. So, yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment, running a campaign. This term has really shown, with the COVID and all the windows open, that skirts are not necessarily the most appropriate wear for girls anyway. Mm. But as I say, you know, the decisions for girls' uniforms are made, and this is what our students discovered because we went through the process. They're made through the Board of Management consulting with the Parents Association, who consult with the staff and consult with the students, which means that in a school that has a very conservative Board of Management, you maybe have LGBTQ students who are coming into school every day in a skirt. And, like, it definitely is not part of their identity, and it must make them very uncomfortable. So between that and all the other issues, we can't cycle in a skirt, you can't run in a skirt. The girls just feel it's time to move us forward and to, like, have the option, keeping the skirts should they want them, but to have the option of moving forward in a modern way and, you know, the old ladylike concept moving on to just students getting on with their jobs
sort of
in a way that they're comfortable
with. When you think about it, Margaret, it's sort of mad, isn't it? You know, that it's still a very widespread practice that girls are expected to wear skirts in schools. I mean, I remember in my own secondary school 30 years ago, this being something that we were talking about and wanting to change. And here we are, and not a lot has changed. And yet, I think when you went out to consultation in your own school and actually asked people what they thought, there was widespread support for changing it. Is that right?
Absolutely. The Parents Association were overwhelmingly in support of it. And then because our students were interested in running this campaign, they got the help of Amoric Research. They wrote questions and Amoric coded them for them. And then they ran a survey, which again was overwhelmingly in favour of it. And, you know, the majority of people feel it makes no difference to a girl's education, whether they're in trousers or a skirt, which seems perfectly logical to the girls. So they just really want, they want Norma Foley to make a ruling that all girls' schools have to give that option, that students can be comfortable in their own identity and also be, you know, whether they're not part of that community or not, just to be warm and safe and able to run and move without self-awareness and discomfort.
Okay, so they've written to Minister Norma Foley, they've started the social media campaign, hashtag who wears the trousers.
Yeah.
So that's all going on in your school. We also have Eimear Neville on the line, who's president of the Irish Second Level Students Union. And Eimear, you're going to be discussing this tomorrow at the Second Level Students Union's first women's conference, which is interesting in and of itself. Do you know how many schools at this point in Ireland do still insist on girls wearing skirts?
We don't have an exact number, unfortunately, and it's a survey that we're going to be putting out over the next few months to get that number. But we have received correspondence from several students in various different schools all across the country, where this is a problem in their schools. And I suppose we're just trying to do what we can from that national level to support them in making that change as well.
Mm. And just from an anecdotal perspective, I know you recently finished up at a secondary school and you had an option in your own school. Girls could wear trousers or they could wear skirts. What did people choose to do? Was it mostly skirts or mostly trousers or a complete mixture?
Yeah, so I mean, I found that people did tend to wear the trousers. Now, in summer months, you'd see more people wearing the skirt just because it was warmer. But in winter months, they definitely opted in for the trousers. And that's simply just because it's colder and those skirts will not give any students any bit of warmth, especially this year where we saw the windows were open in all the classrooms as well. So I think, you know, students want the choice. One, because, I mean, they should have that choice. Like, it's their own bodies. They should get that decision. But also because, I mean, when you're freezing cold in a classroom, like, a skirt is not going to help you and you're just going to get sick from it. You know, we have students who, you know, who have told us, you know, in those colder months, like, they've often found themselves bringing in, you know, those big scarves and having to put them around their legs, and they shouldn't have to do that.
Okay. Well, it's hard to see the argument for keeping skirts compulsory. I'd be interested to hear from our listeners on this. 51551 if you'd like to text the programme. Thank you to my guests this afternoon on this. That's Emer Neville and Margaret McLaughlin. And just one text on this before we leave it. One person says, proud that Maryfield is my alma mater. When I went to UCD in 1969, permission to wear trousers had only been granted in the previous year, 1968. It's long overdue in all schools. That text comes from Margaret.